CIF. This is the Deacon, and we're going to ride along with CA and the Modern Brew Christian Podcast Show at the Tower at Faith Studio 1, the IR Radio Studio in downtown Fort Worth, IR Radio. Kick it off. Favorites.
Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, indeed. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. How's everybody doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Good morning from beautiful downtown Fort Worth here at Faith Studio 1 up top the tower. The iHeartRadio studio. Yes, indeed. Today is what? I can't hear you. Billy Graham Fridays. Yes, Billy Graham Fridays. Why the cross is today's topic. Here in just a little bit with Billy Graham, and we are dedicated to play as much Friday Billy Graham Fridays as we can. Well, it's a very cool morning. We topped off over here in Fort Worth in like the 80s. We topped off like 81. Today we're going to reach around 67. Isn't that hard to believe? Well, that's just normal weather, being a native Texan in the great state of Texas. Well, as you get ready to plan your weekend, I hope everybody had a great St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people said, CA, did you wear your green? You didn't snap a picture. You know, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to like I did a couple of years ago. Yes, indeed, I did enjoy St. Patrick's Day. I talked to my son, U.S. Marine Cody. He's getting ready to get married. We're 2 weeks away. And he called me last night, and we talked for a while. So hopefully I'll be able to kind of eat some dinner with him the final time before he gets married next week. So I'll be sure to tell him that you all said hi, and he wanted me to thank you all for your prayers and everything. So We greatly appreciate that. Also, during our prayer request day, we want to continue to pray for Ukraine, okay? For God's continual hands of protection with that crazy war going on. I think it's day number 23. So, we just going to continue to pray for the people. What a tremendous loss that is for that they've lost on some of those people. Again, prayer requests, questions, comments, or suggestions, you know the wrap, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. That is my email address. Okay. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I greatly appreciate it, as I'm on one cup of coffee this morning. But you know what, James Brown? It's Friday. Just hit it off, my friend. There you go. I've got you. Love it. All right. You know what? Now I know what time it is. Before we get stuff going here, just to tell you real quickly, again, Billy Graham Friday's coming up here in just a little while. And before I get started, I want to go ahead and play the coffee song we always do on Friday. John Waller, give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Good morning.
That sweet aroma.
Number one rated song. Everybody says, CA, will you play that on Fridays? Only here and only exclusively on my network channel, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And again, thank you for all your faithfulness. Thank you guys for just being there and the love and support and sharing my podcast, with everybody. I just can't tell you how blessed I am to have people like you guys, great listeners. And, we're here for each other. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. I think a lot of times that we lose focus and we're like, it's all about me, 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 and me. We get caught up in this crazy world, right? But it really isn't. It really isn't about me, 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 and me. It's more or less about our brothers and and sisters in Christ. In fact, I had someone tell me the other day, "CA, you just don't understand." No, I understand. We've been through good times and bad times and hard times. It's like a wedding vow, you know, and I've done almost over 200 weddings over the decades, and you know, and through sickness and health, and whether you're married, non-married, single, fiance, whatever it may be, you know, just remember that God is the centerpiece of everything, okay? And here in a little bit, coming up after this song on Billy Graham Fridays, coming up, we'll tell you what the segment's going to be. So get your coffee ready. Jason Grab, just as I am. As I get ready to get prepared to get a second cup of coffee, it's Billy Graham Fridays. Again, good morning, everybody. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Now, a lot of you guys are saying, CA, why here lately have you been dedicating Fridays to Billy Graham? Because Billy Graham, God used Billy Graham. And if you grew up like I did, we don't hear a lot of it anymore. Hardly at all. And I want to personally thank Franklin Graham and Will Graham. And keep an eye out for Will Graham as well. He is really a great preacher. That's Billy Graham's grandson, who is also the son of Franklin Graham. So be on the lookout for Will Graham and his preaching style, because a lot of it I see is a lot of his grandfather. But Billy Graham was an original, and he touched a lot of lives. And we're very dedicated here at my radio station and the Morning Brew Christian Podcast to play Dr. Graham. I have a lot of his different segments that people like to hear. Well, today's segment on Billy Graham Fridays is backdated in 1994 at a crusade that he did back when we had crusades. I really miss those. I really wish we could get, especially since we're getting out of COVID times. 1994, Columbus, Ohio. Why the cross? I hope you get blessed by it.
I want you to turn with me to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, beginning with verse 27. Well, 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is a desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasurer, had come to Jerusalem for to worship. And he was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he read from Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to the chariot. And Philip ran to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I except somebody should guide me and teach me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scriptures which he was reading was from Isaiah. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray you, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. That was written 700 years before Christ, and it's the greatest chapter. The 53rd chapter of Isaiah is the greatest chapter in the Bible on the crucifixion of Christ. You know, it's interesting when we come to the cross, because on our churches we see steeples with crosses. I've been to churches that are built in the form of a cross. And then the cross today has become a part of our jewelry, and women love to wear crosses with jewels and diamonds in them, and then men will wear them in athletic contests. But what does it really mean? That's what this Ethiopian nobleman wanted to know. He was reading about the cross, but what did it really mean? And I'd like to ask you tonight, what does it mean to you, the cross of Christ? We've heard it sung about tonight. What does it mean to you and to your life and your family? Jesus had lived the highest possible ethical and moral life. He had compassion upon the people. Masses of people loved him. But the religious and political leaders were jealous of him, and they determined to put him to death. And they held a mock trial and took him before the Roman governor, Pilate. And Jesus was accused of blasphemy against God by one group, and treason against the emperor of Rome by another group. And Pilate knew that the charges were false, but Pilate wanted to keep on the good side of the masses of people. And he offered the crowd a choice, because on this particular feast day, a criminal was always set free, and the people could choose which one of the criminals would be free that day. And there was a man that had led an insurrection against the government. He was a murderer, the Bible says. He was a very evil, wicked man. His name was Barabbas. And so Pilate, in order to get out of the trouble he was in with Jesus, offered them Barabbas. Said, you choose. Is it Jesus or Barabbas? Who do you want free? Jesus has been condemned to die. One of them has to go to a cross and pay a penalty. And the people shouted back, give us Barabbas, we want Barabbas. Crucify Jesus, crucify him, crucify him. And the choice is still before us tonight, Barabbas or Christ. Barabbas represented everything in the world, all the power, all the pleasure, all the money, all that the world has to offer. Jesus represents our conscience, our hearts, our love, our salvation, our forgiveness, our humility, our faith in God. Who will you choose? Jesus or Barabbas? Who will it be tonight? And every person in this audience will have to make that choice before you leave here. We all have to answer Pilate's question. Do you want Barabbas or Jesus? And Pilate got a bowl and began to wash his hands. He said, I'm washing my hands of Jesus. And then the soldiers came and they took Jesus, who was already weakened because of the scourgings and the loss of blood, and they beat him again. They put a crown of thorns on his brow and they put a scepter in his hand and they paid mock homage to him. Everything was done to Jesus to shame him. They stripped his clothes off him. They spit on him. They struck him. They put nails in his hands. They made him carry a cross on his back. But it was so heavy and he was so weakened that they compelled a man from Africa to come and carry that cross for him. And the blood began to flow. As they put nails in his hands and they put a spike through his feet and put him on that cross, and then they put it in the ground between heaven and earth. And they offered Jesus some opiates, some wine mixed with myrrh to ease the pain, but he refused it. Why? Because he wasn't dying as an ordinary man. He was dying as the Son of God, carrying the sins of the whole world. And he didn't want anything to ease the pain. He was willing to go all the way for you and for me on that cross. He had already prayed that if it was God's will, that cup pass from him. But he met the pain that he could have escaped. He greeted death with open eyes. They cast lots for his garments, as the scriptures had predicted. And the soldiers and the people did not realize it, but it was Jesus who was guarding them against their onslaughts of evil and the devil. He was dying for them. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. The crowd challenged him. If you're the Son of God, save yourself. And his disciples forsook him. They too became afraid. It was not human weakness that kept him on the cross. Jesus said, I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up. What kept him on the cross, would you think? Our sins held him there. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Think of it now, he had never known a sin, and all of a sudden he becomes guilty of adultery, of murder. He became sin for us. He became sin, the scripture says. And he shed his blood, and in Hebrews 9:22 it says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. All the way through the Bible, you see the blood. From Cain and Abel, there's the blood that covers. And when God sees the blood, he'll pass over. He said to the Egyptians, when the Israelites were slaves of the Egyptians, Peter said, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And Isaiah 53, that same passage that the Ethiopian was reading, says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Amen. And that should give you some explanatory reason of why the cross. And Billy Graham, and I tell you, I love his sermons, and we're going to continue to be a part of it here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. And if there's anything we can do to pray for you, or if you want to know about Jesus Christ, guys, feel free. My contact phone number is even on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Feel free to send me a text, or and that's my direct phone number, or email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. You can go anonymous. It's okay. Or if you want to, Facebook message me. Whatever works best for you. That's the main thing. We're here to love and serve. All right, on closeout of our song for today, I always play a closeout after Billy Graham. We're going to play Exalt Thee with the great Phil Driscoll. Meditate on the Lord and exalt Him. Lord, Lord, King of Kings, Almighty God.
Thank you.
Amen. And I hope you got blessed on a Friday, everybody. And as you get a chance, please listen to that podcast. You have to listen to it over and over and share with your friends that don't even may know that might not even know Jesus Christ. Okay, you could be blessing them and say, hey, you need to subscribe to CA's channel here. Which again, let me remind you, I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We've been on Amazon Music for a long time. Hey, I'm on your televisions too as well, when you can beam it on there to hear it. And on top of that, I'm on Amazon Alexa, or anything with Google. Just search me up, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And I tell you what, on Amazon Alexa, now I don't have Amazon Alexa, but I had somebody tell me, they said, listen to all day. One time I listened to almost nearly all your podcasts from the very beginning all the way up to where it is. We 641 or 600, I think it's 642 episode. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed it. I love Billy Graham Fridays, and we're going to continue to do that. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us. God, just watch over, protect us. Let us have a great Friday, dear Jesus. Father, we think of the people in Ukraine. I just pray for your continual hands of protection on them. Oh God, the loss of life that's going on there. Jesus, you have the answers, and I just pray for peace, as we all do in America. We pray our COVID count goes down, as I've been hearing on the other side of the world. It's just like the stock market up and down, the COVID coming back up again over there on the other side of the world. Father, just pray you protect us. You know, you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, and we know you know that you got the whole world in your hands. And we know you have the answers. We thank you for all you do. And all God's people said, amen. All right, gang, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, saddling up and leaving downtown Fort Worth here at Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Y'all have a great Friday, and we will talk again soon. Bye for now.